All right. Good evening. Happy Wednesday, May the 13th, 2020. Back live on the internet through BBS Radio. We are early on the air. And let's see if I can find some music that I'm allowed to play. Thank you all for being here. This show, as usually on Wednesdays, is questions and answers with the Elohim. If you want to submit a question, you can do so for email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. I have here a song from Winfrey, Two Red Roses. It is 4 a.m. for you.
Yeah, I'm getting ready for All sleep. Right. I'm joining for once.
All right.
What,
so
that
4 a.m. Yes, that's wind singing. The song is
nice.
Two Red Roses. Yeah. So how is life in Finland?
Pretty good. Interesting. It was snowing, for example,
snowing.
Yesterday.
Wow.
May.
Wow.
It's pretty weird.
Right. Are you guys also affected like us over here with the this pandemic?
I think it's less.
Less? All right. Good.
At least less control from the government or whatever.
All right, all right. So life goes on.
Yeah, somehow.
Pretty much as usual.
Where were you located?
I'm in California.
Oh, where in California?
Near. I'm like an hour and a half north of Sacramento.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, near Chico.
How is it there?
Well, life is good, and then you know, I'm actually life goes on pretty much as normal, except you know you cannot have a haircut and you can't go to the restaurants, and but for the rest, you know, you see a lot of people with the respirators on, the face mask, but
yeah.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say name and location.
Grandma White Dove in Idaho.
Welcome to you, Grandma White Dove.
Hi.
Hi, Grandma White Dove.
Hi.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
All right. And if anyone is listening in already online through BBS, we welcome you. We're still 2 minutes away from the hour. I welcome the next live caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
John from Las Vegas. Hello, hi.
Welcome, John.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hi, hello, everyone.
Wynn from Sedona.
Hello, Wynn from Sedona.
Hello, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hey, everybody. John, did you fix that yet?
I'm going to try doing it while we're on the call. I'm going to try doing work on the call right while we're on the call.
Working while we're on the call?
I'm going to try doing it now. Yes.
Okay. Hurry up, because it's holding everything back. Okay?
All right.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Good evening, Jeannie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Jeannie.
Thank you for being here. Someone else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi. This is Jennifer from Greensburg, PA. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome. Hi,
Jennifer. Hello.
Hi, Wynn. Was that Yuri?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
And someone else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Dharmananda.
Welcome, Dharmananda.
Thank you.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hello.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hi.
I'm good. Getting ready to sleep. How about you?
What time is it, Gary?
4 a.m.
Yikes.
Wow. You're
well,
a nice one like
you.
Me.
No, he just loves our calls. That's what it is. I don't blame
you. Yeah,
him.
I haven't been here so much live. I have given my body the rest it has needed, so I've been listening to replay.
Good.
Two more people joined in. Welcome. Please share them a location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi. And I hear Cecil.
Cecil in Seattle.
The sea serpent. Welcome, Cecil.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Cecil.
More people have joined in. Please say your name and location by chance.
I think
I heard Raiden.
Yay, positive greetings, Dive.
Welcome,
hey,
Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Alicia from Fresno. Welcome. And
yeah,
Lauren. Welcome, Lauren. Anyone
hi,
else?
Terry. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Howdy. Hi, Terry.
Is Alicia
Hi.
On the line?
Hi,
welcome, Terry.
Alicia?
Hi, Wynn.
Who else joined in? Feel free to say name and location.
Debbie from Costa Mesa.
Mary Aline. Hello, everybody.
Mary Aline and Debbie.
Hi,
welcome,
Mary
ladies.
Aline. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Hey, Debbie. And you?
Hi, Mary Aline.
Hi,
Debbie.
Hi. I just rode a go-kart.
Had
so much fun. Right around the neighborhood.
Who else joined in? Welcome. Please say name and location.
Hi, guys. Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Senor Herman. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Yetta.
And the next caller, we welcome you. Please say name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
Right. Anyone else we missed? Feel free to speak up and say your name and location. I heard something.
Breaking up.
Can I grab that phone?
All right. And welcome to all those that are joining in online through BBS Radio. Good evening to you. Here's another person joining on the call. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Carola in Central Alberta, Canada.
Hello, Carola. Good evening.
Hi, Carola.
Hello.
Hi, Carola.
Hi, Carola.
All right.
Is Terry's not on yet, is she?
Yes.
No,
oh,
she's
hi,
going.
Terry.
Hi.
Hello, welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Phyllis in Squim, Washington.
Hello, Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi.
All right, if we have many questions tonight, we might want to start.
Say that again?
If we have many questions tonight, we might want to start.
I'm just looking right now.
Or shall we wait till Wanda's here? We have someone else joined in. Welcome, please share name and location.
Good evening, it's Wanda from Leavesville.
Hello,
hi, Wanda.
Wanda. Welcome.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
We can start now. She's here.
We don't have a lot of questions tonight.
All right.
Did you have my question?
Okay.
Did you send a question in today?
Yeah.
When did you send it?
About 15 minutes ago. Questions at...
Let me see. You know, you remind me, Donna, when I was in high school.
Oh, good.
And I was...
Professor Wiggins.
Uh-oh. And I used to ask questions in history class to this guy by the name of Irving Cohan. You know, Mr. Cohan. And I was so bored in the class that he used to throw erasers at me to wake me up.
Oh, goodness.
And they put this in the high school yearbook. And they said, when Wynn would ask his question, put up his question-asking arm, you could see Irving Cohan go into a breakdown.
The establishment doesn't like when you ask questions.
Right.
This is a questions call.
Did you get my question, Wynn? This is Alicia.
Alicia.
Yeah.
Where did you send it? Did you send it to questions at intelligent-infinity?
I did.
Why is it not coming up?
I don't know.
I don't see Don's question.
See my question.
I
don't see your question. Did you repeat one of the questions from last week?
I did.
I did not.
Sounds like the system is
broken. I remember this is like a year or two ago, someone on the call, I don't know who it was, mentioned that there was a war going on. And that's why the questions were being censored or... No, but by the negative leaf space, I guess.
What?
Someone else joined in. Welcome to the call, please.
Someone mentioned it a year or so ago. A couple of years ago, it was.
Hi, okay, everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Hello.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley. Alicia, give me your question.
My question has to do with the other souls that have occupied my body before me. And what there is to fulfill of what they need to complete. Because there's two that I'm aware of.
Are you a walk-in?
Yes.
Now, when these souls occupied your body, were you there as well?
No, I have the memory. The body retains the memory of the other beings.
Okay, now, are they still there? Are they still buzzing you?
I'm getting pushed from both that I'm aware of for some completions of stuff. And happened way before I was here.
Why don't we ask if there were service to others, okay?
Oh, I know there's service to others.
Okay, you do. Okay.
Yes, and they're sister souls in a sense. They're not, like, foreign, except the first one was very uncomfortable, extremely uncomfortable, and wanted to leave soon. I'm not sure where she came from, but she's not unfamiliar spirit-wise.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can you tell me about the other souls that occupied my body before me? They still are around me, okay? Do I need, is there something I can do? Something I can do to help them in their own mission.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yep.
And is there something I can work on with them?
Alicia, move your mic away a little bit. You're breathing in the mic.
What?
Please. You move your microphone a little bit away. You're breathing in the mic.
Is there something I can work on with them to help me fulfill my own mission? Is that okay?
Not so much. I just want to see what there is for me to do that helps free them.
There was a lady that was on our call.
Just a moment. Let me, how about, can I help free them?
Good.
Okay.
Yep.
There was a lady that was on our calls, and she asked how her trip to the Orient was going to go. And the answer was that there was some danger to her in a certain country. And then she went to the Orient, and she came back. And she said she was no longer the same person, and she was a walk-in. That was very interesting, and I don't know if that person ever came back.
Okay, Alicia, you want me to ask them, where was I before I came into this body?
Yeah, I would like to know that.
Good question.
It took me 9 months before I stopped feeling like I was in jet lag and could really speak well.
Do you know where it was you were at that time?
I do not.
I mean,
excuse me, Carrie. What? What city are you in?
Right now I'm in Fresno.
Fresno.
Didn't happen here, though.
Okay.
Do you know what country it happened in?
What the?
But
yeah,
where did you wake
up?
Pardon?
The United States. It was in Calaveras County in California.
Okay.
That's Mark Twain's place, right? Did you know Mark Twain was a really good friend of Tesla?
Oh, yeah, Mark Twain, definitely. Yeah.
I said a question. Did you get it? This is Phyllis.
Wayne, do you want to know what my question was?
I said mine again. I'm not getting questions today. They're blocking me, okay?
I know. I can tell you right now.
Well, tell me, Don.
Okay. Specifically, here's exactly how I wrote it. Could these sources give some information about insight, its potential sources, how to better access insight, and how to make the best use of insight? Thank you. So I just wanted to try to get some information about insight and how to receive it and
to better.
You just make me general about insight. That's fine with me.
Access.
What do you want to say?
Insight and how to access more. You ever try to write your dreams down?
I do write things down as I'm falling asleep. Sometimes, if I don't feel it, more like sleeping than writing something down.
Mm-hmm. And Phyllis, what was your question?
How can I help my craniosacral client with PTSD release what he wants to release?
Ugh.
Which is, you know, like the negative charge on the memory.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get my question?
Just a second. And Dharmananda, go ahead.
Can you explain how one photon created the entire universe?
How do you know? Well,
big question.
Dharmananda, I can explain that to you. Hold on. Just kidding.
Dharmananda,
uh-huh.
Don't you think it would be a better question to ask? I understand that one photon created the whole universe. Is that true?
Right. And how? And how? And so how did it happen?
Well,
I'm glad I don't have to come up with the answers to these.
Really?
Yeah, Terry.
Well, it's in the law of one.
Go online and look it up, Terry.
You're not getting the questions today?
I usually do.
Okay. I will. I sent a question, so.
Who is that?
It's Edna.
Guten Abend, Edna.
Guten Abend. Hi. You good?
Guten Abend.
Guten Abend.
Hi, Edna, and hi, everyone. I sent a question, too. This is Isis.
Hi, Isis.
Hey, how are you doing?
I did get your question, Isis.
Awesome. Thank you. Just chiming in, making sure. Hi, everyone.
It's so good to hear your voice, Isis.
Hi, Isis.
Oh, thank you. Hi. It's nice to hear everyone's voice.
All right.
Hey, this is Cecil, and I have a question.
Yes.
My granddaughter, Caitlin Weston, who is Jill's daughter, I believe has had a walk-in when she was close to death in the hospital. Couple of years ago. I'd like to know if that's true.
Did my granddaughter
have a personality change?
Yes.
Ding.
Mm-hmm.
She suddenly wanted all kinds of fish things.
What's her name, Cecil?
Caitlin. Caitlin Weston.
In what city?
Rochester, Minnesota.
Rochester?
Yes. She's the daughter of Jill, who is quite often on here with us. Youngest daughter.
Two more people have tuned in. Welcome. If you want to, feel free to say the name and location.
Hey, it's Bonnie in California.
Hi, Bonnie.
Bonnie, welcome.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
And welcome, Miss Yeager. Meister or no Meister, it doesn't matter.
Bonnie, you haven't seen any spacemen lately, have you?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Have you seen any spacemen lately?
When I look in the mirror.
Right. All right, just checking.
Thank you.
And somebody else had a question. Who was it? Somebody broke in before Cecil interrupted. Okay.
Hey, was it me? Was it me?
Who was it? Was it you? No. Let me see here. Was it
Isis?
No, I have. Wait a second.
He got Isis.
I have Isis.
Isis.
And I don't have Edna. Okay.
I can send it again.
Is it one of your long questions?
No, it's a short one. Promise.
What is it? Tell me right now, quick, what is it?
Okay, so my cat, Julius, I believe he sees energy around the house, and I want to know, because he has been playing around, I just want to know if he is playing with energies around us.
What's your cat's name?
Julius. It's a yellow, Julius. It's an orange cat.
Judas? Julius. Like Judas.
Julius.
Like Caesar.
Yes.
Julius.
With an L.
Does my cat Julius see energy?
Yes.
And chase it probably, because my cat did the same thing.
And
He's an orange tab. Sorry.
Just a moment. Is he playing with it? What was the question?
He goes around playing, and I think he's playing with some energy. I just want to know if it's that what I said.
They're fifth dimensional beings, so very likely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you name him after Orange Julius?
He's an orange fan, yeah.
Orange Julius.
That's very unusual for a male cat.
Now, when you're with your cat, can you feel a communion going on?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Well, that's playing with energy right there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think he sees more than all of us do. Mm-hmm. I think he does.
Entities.
Yeah. Yep.
It's all good. It's all good energy.
All right.
Muted.
We're ready to start.
The recording has started.
This is May 13th. 2020, and somebody just came in. Would you like to say your name?
We are muted.
You're muted. Okay, never mind. You're too late. And Lynn and Terry in Sedona, and this is questions with the Elohim, questions that people have submitted who are on the call, and here we go. Terry, are you there?
Yes.
Terry, okay. Were you muted?
Yes.
That was record time unmuting. Good work. Okay?
Okay.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this call, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Give us a moment. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with you. Give us a moment. We take a moment and we clear the space so that we may enter this space and we can also then connect with each and every person who is on this call. We come directly to you. We do not come through the telephone line, but we come directly to you. Therefore, as there is a little bit of a delay in the voice and in the computers, we come faster to you than the sound of the voice. The voice comes through the computers and it comes through the telephone. And we are delighted to be with each and every one of you. It is a sacred moment in time when we are so able to connect. It brings tears to our energy eyes to be able to connect with such people as you. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And I'm going to start off with Sandra in Sun City, Arizona. And her question is, why do I keep attracting the wrong people as potential partners? And how can I attract someone into my life that I can connect with on a soul level?
We suggest that you take a look at something. Whether the people that you are attracting as partners may have a magnetic energy that connects and attracts you and like so-called reels you in to the connection with them. So if you find in reviewing the past relationships that you got into that you didn't weren't really happy with in the long run, and you are looking for potential people in your environment that you might connect with and see that you are so attracted, say, by the sexual energy or come hither energy or magnetic energy of someone. Some people can be quite charming and attractive. However, they may not have the same goals, the same desires, the same joy in daily activities that you have. So if you find yourself so attracted, then set it aside for the time being to look more behind into the personality, the goals. When two people have similar goals, then they can work side by side, and it is not the physical attraction, the good looks, the magnetic feeling, sensation of love that could be overwhelming. Just sit back and see what there is behind it, because there is a person out there that you could join up with that could vote to both ways, his way and your way, to fulfill both of your goals together.
Thank you. I wanted to say one of the things I notice is when I meet somebody, I can feel an energy flowing that's beyond the personality. And that's an indication that there's a soul connection. I don't have to do anything to make energy flow. And I can still go into doing something and talking about, and how are you and what do you do? But there's an energy on top of that, rather than that being the need to get to know somebody, because that gets to know them on the physical, but not necessarily on the inner. And in a soul level connection, there's an inner connection. And if you pay close attention to the energy, you'll sense it. And next question is from, let's see here, Alicia in Fresno. Can you tell me about the other souls that occupied my body before me? They still are around me, and is there something I can do to help them in their mission? Can I help free them? Where was I before I came into this body? You want me to go through those one at a time?
No.
Okay.
We take a moment. We see there was some competition for the body, and the souls before you let it lapse. And they took off, and then they are hanging around. They didn't have the strength to carry forward with the life force and handle all of its connections. And so the more powerful one you, the more savvy, the more capable of handling it all, was able to take the reins. So there is some jealousy, some desire to want to be center stage again with a couple of those. And we take a moment and we bleed off some charge from those, because although they didn't realize what would happen if they let go of the reins, then they missed the ability to communicate, to express themselves, and they wanted the reins back. So they keep holding on with the idea that they might get the reins back. But we say to them, you can make your We put forth the idea, well, first of all, they don't want, they're blocking, they don't want to just simply leave, because they don't see that you have a little bit of a way with you, and if they left and cut the cord, they had a little bit of a tether cord still left. If they left, they feel that they would be totally isolated and abandoned and alone. One of the things is to just let them talk. There's some anger there. Frustration at not being able to be the one in control. We take a minute and we let them express themselves. We see that this is getting very deep into almost like a full hour reading. We are, so to say, holding their energy hand, but they we see that that they have messed up some other relationship too. Are very frustrated, very, very frustrated, particularly one of them. We send that one energy, caring, nurturing. We send it nurturing more. We say that was, where were you before? We feel that you were also in the genetic line as an ancestor, and you were as a guide, and you studied the being needed control and guidance and control over the situation, and you stepped in where needed. You were around the body off and on to monitor and make sure it was doing okay. If we ever see anything that doesn't make total sense to you, disregard it, as you are the creator of your own life, and you need discernment to be able to see for yourself what is happening. So we only give guidance and just take whatever it seems correct for your own growth and advancement. And we send those beings that were there before in control. We send them above. And we make a channel to them so that they can lean on us if they so desire. This will not result in immediately, but it's in the process of resolving. And so thank you for taking a look, for allowing us to look. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question from Cecil. Did my granddaughter Caitlin in Rochester, Minnesota, the daughter of Jill, have a walk-in 2 years ago?
Give us a moment. Yes. The answer is yes. And she had an energy playmate, and she was quite ill, and they were playing a game. Leave the body, take the body, leave the body, take the body, and trade the body. And the answer is yes.
Thank you. Phyllis in Sequim, Washington. How can I help my cranial sacred my craniosacral clients with their PTSD.
Thank you. In the PTSD, is that it? PTSD? When?
Oh, pardon me? Are you asking what PTSD is?
It is trauma from an earlier incident, is that right?
Right. Post-traumatic stress disorder. Usually it's applied to people that went into war and had carryover from the being in a battle situation, watching people die, etc.
Yes. However, it can be in other, it can happen in other traumatic, very traumatic situations. There are circumstances that are under control of the under control, out of control to do with your client. We ask how many clients you have of that nature. But we see one main one, and we see that the incident was so traumatic that the working with the skull and working with the bones in the head brings the attention or tries to bring the attention to the point of the massive trauma. And it is trying to run. It is trying to move through to surface, and so your work then brings the trauma more into play, and it seems like it is not working or in. We would suggest that when you work with them, you just do very light work, very light. Just to let the brain and the bones and the head know you're okay. You're okay now. This is a safe space now. We work a little bit with that right now. There was some very heavy trauma, and to not try to resolve it all in one session, but to just do light. Even perhaps short, you can gauge it by how it's going, sessions. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you. Now, Dharmananda asked a question. He said, how did one photon create the universe? I just looked up something here. We can't spend the rest of the next 2 days explaining that. Maybe we'll pick it up on a Sunday call. But he said it was from the raw material. And I just looked up the question here from the raw material. And the question was, then this vibration, which is, for lack of better understanding, which we would call pure motion. It is pure love. It is it not? There is nothing that is yet condensed, shall we say, to form any type of density or illusion. This love then creates by this process of vibration, a photon, as we call it, which is the basic particle of light. And this photon then, by added vibrations and rotations, further condenses into particles of the densities, the various densities that we experience. Is this correct? And the answer is, this is correct. And there's
yes.
There's a few more questions, but somehow it talks about spinningness, which you've talked about. It talks about frequency, vibrations, and rotations, which you've talked about. But you have never brought it into the word photon. So if you can just briefly comment on that, and maybe we'll go into it deeper at another time.
Thank you. A photon is a variety of hologram, so that the thing is that everything came from a photon. Everything came from the motion. It came from the vibration. It came from the love. That is what everything came from. And then it made a hologram. And then the hologram could then spin off motion. And but the love is outside of the hologram. The love then congeals into the hologram and in the awareness and the vibrations. But the love is from outside. The awareness is from outside of it.
Thank you. From Don Herman in Ohio, could the sources give some information on how to better access and insight?
Give us a moment. We are still getting information on Elise's question, so we set that aside for now. Would you read that Don's question again?
Could the sources give information on how to better access insight?
Awareness is what is needed to access the observation, and observation is needed. Keen observation is needed to be able to then compare different things to different things, comparisons. The inner knowledge of justice, awareness, the inner view, the outer view, the senses that you have to be able to observe colors, observe sounds, observe tastes, observe comparisons, and to have develop your own inner sense of what is correct and what is off, what is just, and what is not just. You have your own insight within yourself, your own sense of what is right, and to be able to look outside, to with art, to be able to see gradations, differences, humor, to be able to observe what makes people laugh. And by that, learning more about laughter. You have within you your senses and your beyond senses, your paranormal senses even, which are senses that go beyond the range of the ordinary range of perceptions, of vibrations, of light, of colors. You can have paranormal senses. You develop that using your third eye. There is, when somebody is speaking, sensing, if they are sincere, if they're something seems off, maybe, to develop your own sense. And then to be creative, like in art, in your art, to be creative. How to apply or express something that other people can be can identify with.
Thank you. Just my little comment here. I know that I develop insight by watching very carefully the impact of everything I do on other people. Very, very carefully, and look for patterns. And then I learned for myself how things work better, what works, without letting go of any agenda of how I think it works, and being willing to make mistakes and say that doesn't work. And then I get more insight to everything.
Yes. Yes.
Let me see. We have 1 minute left. But I'm going to, I think we can finish a couple questions we have here. And if we go over, I'll say goodbye to BBS listeners. We are going to go to Whole Planet Healing right after this, and we'll start it at 10 after 7. And I think we can finish everything before that. Whole Planet Healing is 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250-513. 712-770-4340. And then 250-513. And next question from Edgina. Does my cat Julius see energy, and is he playing with it?
Definitely. He sees beings that create energy, and he plays with them. Yes, definitely.
Okay, thank you. Next question from Isis. And Isis asked, the other day I was looking into what was causing the rash on my friend's dog, Punky. I believe I was shown the dog's DNA, repaired and healed. The rash went away and has not returned. Is this permanent? I included Ra'an in that session. Did Ra'an help with this?
Beautiful. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Is that the answer? Yes, we can leave it at that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Next question, okay? From Jerry in Finland. he has a question, and I'm going to ask a qualifier for this, okay? What is the best way to create a personal physical contact with a service to other extraterrestrial or inner Earth beings? And I would ask the qualifying question, would that be a positive thing to attain to?
Let us see if we understand this. Is this an interdimensional being?
He says physical contact. So I think he wants to see a extraterrestrial in his bedroom or an inner Earth being and have a chat with them. That's what it sounds like to me.
We suggest you be very careful with this. As imposters can show up, we suggest that you do not try to force such a encounter.
I think if it's meant to be, let it happen.
Right. But if it happens, it happens.
When,
but yeah. not try to summon them.
Yeah. When you create a summoning, you can't always control. You can just say, "I just want service to other," but you can't control it. All right.
Right. Right.
And it's very easy to get the wrong thing. And if you get the wrong thing, it's like it's harder to get rid of. It's easier to stay away from something than get out of it. Okay.
Exactly.
So don't take the risk. Okay. So in any case, I mean, I had to deal with that with channeling, and it took us 3 years to figure out we had a positive source.
It's like I'm not. This is Terry, and I. It's like well, you know, I'd have these long pauses. They'd say something, and I said, "How do I know that's true?"
Mm-hmm.
It took me quite a while to be able to trust them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we've gone through all our questions for the night. And I'm going to unmute everybody and go over to Whole Planet Healing.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks, Wayne.
Unmuted.
Thank you.
That was a good round of questions tonight, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Wayne.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
great.
Terry.
Very
well,
much.
Bye.
Thanks, Elohim.
We'll see you in a moment.
This session is no longer being recorded.